G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Wednesday morning. This is your town. This is your station. This is Waitley.
Good morning. It was every bit as cold as was forecast, but perhaps not quite as wet as feared at Flemington yesterday. Although those who set up the fortress of umbrellas to shelter against the rain blowing in sideways might have a slightly differing view. A moment of ingenuity out on the front lawn. The Melbourne Cup weaved its magic on a memorable afternoon and confirmed the new phase the race has entered for me. The winner is a brave and classy horse. Gold Trip joins some legends who have carried the number one saddle cloth to glory. Carbine, Farlap, Peter Pan, Comic Court, Rising Fast, Maccabi Diva, and now Gold Trip. It's a rare and mighty feat. He's only the 11th to do so. Gold Trip is something of a contradiction of stats and facts because it's 99 years since a horse had registered just his second career win in the Cup, but there was never any underestimating his class. The French import took the old world approach and ran in all three majors, and his prize for gallantry came in the greatest of them all. A fourth place getter from the Arc de Triomphe, purpose bought for Australia's richest races. That's a snapshot of the modern Melbourne Cup. And the stature of the race revels in his success. But for me, it was the place getters that showed that a balance has been restored in the force of the Cup. The Geelong Cup winner ran second after looming, and the Bendigo Cup victor stormed home for third. Now, when the Cup was awash with raiders, these were the races, I think, that were openly discriminated against. Where once they'd had a rite of passage toward the first Tuesday in November, they were deemed so often inferior to anything that took place on a European track and only rated when a raider raced off with the prize. It was the worst of the cultural cringe. It's crucial that these cups, from all parts of Australia, the towns that stage a race meeting and have a half-day public holiday and crown a champion, it's crucial that they see themselves represented in the Great Two-Miler. That's the origins of the race. That's what made it unique, the quest that any horse in the colony could win it. Geelong and Bendigo should burst with pride today that their champions ran so well at Flemington. We've had two runnings of the Melbourne Cup under the tighter veterinary regime with radically reduced numbers of international visitors. Both have been safe. Both have been won by the classiest horse in the field, carrying bigger weights than had been the trend over recent decades. The race hasn't been diminished by that reduction in international raiders. It has, in fact, soared.
Gold Trip moves up, takes the lead from Dover Legend. 250 metres to go. Emissary running on. Gold Trip, 150 metres to go. Wondering about getting tired. Emissary has tried very, very hard. But Gold Trip is brave. 100 to go. A length and a half, Emissary. Gold Trip is going to win the Lexus Melbourne Cup. Gold Trip wins it in a real staying contest for the ages. Two lengths, Emissary. Late third, High Emotion. Then Dover Legend.
I just feel like crying. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, what a day. I got to the front a bit soon, but he's a horse that when you go for him, I really want to go for him, you know, don't give him a chance to think about it. And that last 100, I was thinking, just piss off it, no one come near me, you know, and it's just elation, absolute elation when he crossed the line.
No, I don't think it's really sunk in yet, but it's phenomenal, you know. I said to Dad when I was about 12 that we're going to go to New Zealand and buy a New Zealand horse to win the Cup. There's been a few hurdles, but it's great to have everyone here and just such a special moment.
For me, it's just a great, great honour, really, just to be working with these horses and working for Kieran. And, you know, it's not lost on me what a privilege it is. And we were very, very worried that last 100 when Emissary is coming. I thought it was going to be the repeat of the Caulfield Cup, but the horse really dug in and Mark gave him the most beautiful ride. He waited and waited and waited and the horse kicked at the right time and thank God he did.
David Eustace rounds out that Melbourne Cup package. He's going to join me shortly, and the Melbourne Cup means test is coming up.